This is Margie Thompson for Feminist International Radio Endeavor, and I am very honored to welcome Dr. Shireen Ebadi, who is a Nobel laureate and a member of the Nobel Women's Initiative. Welcome. And we also have Shireen Ershadi, who is a translator and will be translating for us. So, welcome.
Thank you.
Dr. Ebadi, would you please talk about the situation of women in Iran today? We've heard about the tensions within Iran and then also for Iran within the region and especially with the United States, but we don't hear much about the women. So would you talk about how would you describe the situation of women in Iran today?
زنان ایران به علت قوانین تبعیض‌آمیزی که وجود داره از مدت‌ها قبل مبارزه‌شون رو برای اصلاح قوانین شروع کردند.
The women of Iran have started fighting the discriminatory laws that have existed against them for a long period of time.
و این زنان مخالفت خودشون رو با قوانین به صورت‌های مختلف همیشه نشون دادند و اخیراً هم کمپین 1,000,000 امضا رو به راه انداختند.
The women of Iran have depicted their opposition to these discriminatory laws in different ways. Recently, a campaign of 1,000,000 signatures has been organized.
ما در صددیم که 1,000,000 امضا از زن و مرد ایرانی در مخالفت با قوانین بگیریم.
What we want to do is to secure 1,000,000 signatures from Iranian men and women who oppose these laws.
هدف ما فقط این نیست که امضا جمع کنیم، بلکه اینکه اگر در این صورت خیلی راحت میتونستیم امضاها رو فوراً جمع کنیم، بلکه داوطلبان اول به زنها آموزش میدند و قوانین رو یاد میدند بعد امضا میگیریم.
Our goal is not simply to secure signatures. Had that been the case, it would have been very easy. What we do now is we send volunteers to homes or places of work of people to educate them about the discriminatory laws and then ask for their signature to change these laws.
با وجود اینکه این مسالمت‌آمیزترین شیوه اعتراض به قوانین اعتراض‌آمیزه، ولی که متاسفانه دولت این رو تحمل نکرده و تا الان برای حدود 50 نفر از داوطلبین جمع‌آوری امضا پرونده کیفری درست شده.
Although this is the most peaceful way of changing discriminatory laws against women, but the government does not even tolerate this and has opened 50 or over 50 criminal cases for the volunteers who go door to door to get the signatures.
این زنان توسط دادستان متهم شدند به اقدام علیه امنیت ملی و برخی از اونها محاکمشون هم تمام شده و احکام حبس طولانی مدت گاه تا 2 سال هم گرفتن. اینا هم ما در مرحله تجدید نظر هستیم و سعی میکنیم که این احکام رو بشکنیم.
The prosecutor has brought accusations of taking action against the national security of the country against these women. A number of them have been tried and have been convicted. Some have received sentences of more than 2 years. We have appealed all of the cases and we are trying to get them acquitted during appeal.
در برخی از محاکمات من خودم شخصا حاضر شدم و دفاع کردم و از دادستان سوال کردم اگر یه زنی بگه که من نمیخوام شوهرم همسر دیگری بگیره آیا باعث میشه که آمریکا به ایران حمله بکنه؟
I have represented many of these women volunteers myself, and in court I have usually asked the prosecutor if a woman states that she doesn't want her husband marry more than one wife or another wife, does that mean that the United States is going to attack Iran?
طبیعی است که دادستان جوابی نداشت بده و متاسفانه در قبال دفاعی که ما داشتیم با وجود که این زنها بیگناه بودند تا به الان براشون احکام محکومیت صادر شده.
Naturally, the prosecutor did not have a response for my question because of the accusations that they had brought. However, we try to appeal and we will appeal all of the cases and we will try to set aside the convictions against these women because we believe that they are not guilty at all.
So it seems that your approach as a lawyer is to use legal cases, legal means, and so on, and is an important part of the women's movement. Can you talk about other women, how the women's movement works with the legal issues, but also other kinds of street demonstrations or communication using the internet or other kinds of organizing?
جنبش زنان از تمامی وسایل استفاده کرده برای اینکه پیام خودش رو به مردم ایران و مردم دنیا برسونه.
The women's movement has used any and all resources to bring its message to the people of Iran and also to the people of the world.
به عنوان مثال ما از فیلم، از تئاتر، از موسیقی برای رسوندن پیام زنان استفاده می‌کنیم.
For example, we use movies, theater and music to convey our message.
حتی تعدادی از زنها تئاتر خیابونی اجرا می‌کنن برای اینکه نشون بدن که چه قوانین بدی در ایران هست.
Even a number of women perform theaters on the street to demonstrate which discriminatory laws exist in Iran.
و همچنین چندین تجمع در پارک و در خیابان داشتیم که متاسفانه هر بار با حمله پلیس این تجمعات متفرق شده و هر بار هم یه تعدادی دستگیر شده.
Also, we have had demonstrations and gatherings in parks and on the streets. Unfortunately, the police has raided all of the demonstrations and each time a few people have been apprehended.
همچنین در زنان ایران در سمینارها و در کنفرانس‌های بین‌المللی شرکت می‌کنن برای اینکه حرفشون رو بزنن. نمونه‌اش همین کنفرانسی که می‌بینید، تعدادی از زنان ایرانی آمدن که بروشور آوردن، صحبت می‌کنن، تو میزگردا شرکت می‌کنن.
Also, women participate in different international seminars. A good example is at this conference here where women from Iran are present. They have brought brochures, they have brought information, they talk to people, they participate in workshops, they listen, they learn, and also convey their message.
What has been the reaction of women in Iran to the door-to-door campaigning?
خوشبختانه مردم ایران از کمپین بسیار خوب استقبال کردن. حتی تعدادی از داوطلبین جمع‌آوری امضا مردن.
Fortunately, the people of Iran have embraced the campaign very well. It may even be interesting for you to know that some of the volunteers are male.
And coming to this conference, what sort of reception have you had in bringing this petition?
خوشبختانه خیلی خوب استقبال شده. در میزگردی که ما داشتیم، اینطور که من شنیدم، بیشترین تعداد شرکت کننده و مستمعین رو در همین میزگرد کمپین بود.
Fortunately, the work it has been very successful. The workshop that we held was one of the most successful workshops, and I heard that a number of people have been participated in it. Maybe it's been the most successful workshop in the whole conference, as I was told.
We are in a global world today, and so that so much of what happens in different countries, the whole world knows about it. And many activists, women's activists, are using this to reach out to the rest of the world to support their actions. And I'm wondering what impact you hope to have by bringing this petition to an international women's conference as far as helping or supporting this campaign.
کاملا موافق میشیم و از توجهی که سایر زنها به میز کمپین و به میزگردهایی که زنان ایران در شرکت کردن میشه درک کرد که چقدر مورد توجه بودن.
I believe that we can be very successful if you look at the desk of Iran where the campaign information is located. You will see that it has been very successful, and I believe that it does have a global effect on people who participate in this conference and read the information.
And for yourself and your participation with the Nobel Women's Initiative, what has that been like for you?
همونطوری که میدونید تاکنون 12 زن برنده این جایزه شدن که 7 زندان و از این 7 یک نفر هم در حبس خانگی خانم آنسان سوشی و بقیه 6 نفر ما تصمیم گرفتیم که مؤسسه زنان نوبل رو درست کنیم.
As you know, 12 women have won the Nobel Peace Prize up to this moment. 7 out of 12 are alive, and one of them, Ms. Aung San Suu Kyi, is unfortunately under house arrest. So the rest of us, the 6 of us, decided to get together and form the Nobel Women's Initiative.
تمرکز ما روی صلح و عدالت اجتماعی است و فعالیت برای حقوق زن یکی از موضوعاتی است که ما اون رو دنبال می‌کنیم.
We focus on peace and social justice, and of course working on women's rights issues is one of the subjects that we pursue.
برای اینکه به نظر من عدالت در هر جامعه زمانی تحقق پیدا می‌کنه که همه افراد جامعه بدون کوچکترین تبعیضی با هم مساوی باشند.
Because I believe that justice will only prevail in a society where there is no discrimination against any of the members of a society.
What specific things with the petition, the 1 million signatures campaign, what specific things does it call for?
کمپین 1 میلیون امضا یک هدف مشخص داره و اون این است که برابری کامل حقوق زن و مرد در ایران.
The goal of the campaign is certain, and it is the full and complete equality of rights of women and men in Iran.
And what does that mean in comparison to the laws today?
این بدان معناست که بسیاری از قوانین ما بایستی اصلاح بشه.
This means that many of our laws have to be amended.
For example,
به عنوان مثال در قانون نوشتن که ارزش جان زن نیمی از ارزش جان مرد، یعنی اگر زن و مردی تو خیابون برن و کسی به اینا حمله کنه یکسان اینها زخمی بشن، خسارتی که به مرد میدن 2 برابر خسارتی است که به زن تعلق میگیره.
For example, the life of a woman is worth half of that of a man. This means that if a woman and a man are walking on the street and they get involved in an altercation or are attacked by a certain person and that person, and they're both injured equally, the damages paid to the woman are half of that paid to the man.
یا اینکه شهادت 2 زن در دادگاه معادل با شهادت 1 مرد.
Or that the testimony of 2 women in court equal the testimony of 1 man.
یک مرد میتونه 4 همسر بگیره بدون عذر موجه، زنش رو طلاق بده، اما طلاق گرفتن برای زن بسیار دشوار و گاه غیر ممکنه.
A man can marry 4 wives, he can divorce his wife as he likes, but for women sometimes divorce is impossible and sometimes it is very difficult.
و جالب است که جالب اینجاست که این قوانین تبعیض‌آمیز در جامعه‌ای اجرا میشه که بیش از 65% از دانشجویان دانشگاه‌هاش دخترند.
However, it's interesting that these discriminatory laws are enforced in a country where over 65% of the university students are female.
در ایران تعداد زیادی زن استاد دانشگاه، طبیب، مهندس، حقوقدان و مدیران ارشد دولتی داریم.
In Iran we have numerous university professors, female engineers, doctors, lawyers and CEOs of different companies.
این قوانین به هیچ وجه با فرهنگ ایرانی همخوانی نداره و این قوانین تبعیض‌آمیز بعد از انقلاب اسلامی تصویب شد.
Therefore, these laws are not compatible with the culture that exists in Iran at all. And as we know, the discriminatory laws were passed after the revolution.
What is the role of young women in the 1 million signatures campaign?
خوشبختانه دخترای جوان ایرانی بسیار فعال هستند و در میتونم بگم که کمپین بیشتر با همت اونا داره جلو میره.
Fortunately, the young women of Iran are very active, and I can say that they are the ones in charge of the campaign.
من دوست دارم یک خاطره ای از یکی از موکلینم که توی کمپین فعالیت میکرد برای شما بگم تا بدونید که زنان جوان ایرانی چقدر شجاع و فعاله.
I want to tell you a story about one of my clients who worked for the campaign so that you will know how brave and how active young women in Iran are.
یه دختر جوان 21 ساله که در کمپینم فعال بود و مقاله می نوشت به وسیله دادستان احضار شد و یک وثیقه سنگین براش تعیین کردن، گفتن که این پول رو بده تا روز محاکمه آزاد باشی و اون گفتش که من این پول رو ندارم برای اینکه من یه ژورنالیست سادم، اگرم داشتم نمیدادم برای اینکه بیگناهم.
A young girl who is a journalist, and she's only 21, and she also worked for the campaign, was summoned to court by the prosecutor. When she went to court, they set a bail for her, a very high bail. She said that she didn't have the money, she couldn't post the bail, and even if she did, she wouldn't have, because she considered herself innocent, and there was no need for a bail.
بعد دادستانم گفت خیلی خوب، حالا که اینطوره من تو رو زندان میفرستمت و این رو در یک زندانی که مخصوص زنانی بود که جنایت‌های سنگین داشتن فرستادن که مثلا اونجا اذیت بشه.
The prosecutor then told her, if you don't post the bail, I have no solution but to put you in prison. And that's what they did. So they sent her to the prison where women who had committed bad felonies were kept, so that she would really, really be hurt.
و موقعی که زندان میرفت بهش گفتن که یک هفته که اونجا باشی اون وقت خودت التماس میکنی و میگی که بیاین حاضر میشی وثیقه رو بدی بیای بیرون.
When she was sent to prison, they told her that you will be there only for a week before you start crying and asking to post the bail and get out.
و این دختر جوان وقتی که رفت اونجا شروع کرد به کمک کردن به این زنان زندانی، اونایی که احتیاج به نامه داشتن که نامه براشون میمیش به دادگاه. بعد متوجه شد که چند تا از اینا احتیاج به وکیل دارن و من زنگ زد، ما برای این زنان وکیل تعیین کردیم.
This young girl, when she went to prison, she started talking to women who were kept in that prison. Some of them were illiterate, couldn't write letters. They needed to communicate with other people or their attorneys. She called me and she said, some of these women are not represented. They need an attorney. Okay, and I sent them, I appointed some attorneys to go represent them.
بعد از چند روز گفتش که زندان زنان کتابخونه نداره و از دوستاش خواست که کتاب بفرستن و ظرف مدت کمی تعداد زیادی کتاب زنان فرستادن واسه زندان.
Then she found out that there was no library in women's prison, so she called her friends and asked them to send books to the prison. In a few weeks, numerous books were sent to the prison.
به تدریج این زندانی‌ها که متوجه شدن این براشون مفیده، روابطشون رو با هم خیلی خوب کردن و این واسه زنها کلاس آموزش حقوق زن گذاشت و به اینها یاد میداد که چقدر قانون در حق این زنها ظلم کرده.
She communicated with these women and they communicated and confided in her. So after a little while they had built a good relationship. What she did was that she put them all together and created a class regarding women's rights in prison for these women.
خلاصه یک ماه نشده رئیس زندان رفت پیش دادستان گفت که لطفاً این از زندان بیرون بیارید، اینجا همه رو فمینیست کرده داره شورش میکنن.
Before a month was over when she was in prison, the warden reported on her status, and the head of the prison went to the prosecutor and said, please set her free, because she's made everyone a feminist in this prison.
همونطوری شد که خودش می‌خواست، یعنی اینو با یک همون وثیقه بسیار کمی که در ابتدا هم خودش پیشنهاد کرده بود از زندان آزاد کردن.
And she got what she had asked for because they set a very low bail for her and she got out of jail by setting this real low bail.
این یک داستان حقیقی از یک زن جوان ایرانی است به اسم مریم، اما مثل مریم در ایران خیلی زیاد هست.
This is a true story about a young Iranian girl named Maryam, but there are many Maryams in Iran.
So we're about out of time here, but I want to thank you so much for talking to me today. But I would like to ask, what do you say to young women when they're so tired and they're so scared and they don't know if they can keep doing this? What do you say to them in terms of looking toward the future?
من خودم شخصا از فکر کردن به مشکلات نیرو میگیرم، یعنی وقتی که فکر میکنم چه مشکلاتی هست اون موقع سعی میکنم که به خودم بگم تو حق نداری خسته بشی، حق نداری ناامید بشی، و کسی که ناامید میشه دیگه نمیتونه کار بکنه. بنابراین مهمترین حرف این است که ما امیدمون از دست ندیم.
I personally, when I think about difficulties, I'm empowered. And I always tell myself every day that I wake up that I have no right to get tired or to lose hope. This is what I tell the rest of them. I tell them if you lose hope, then you cannot continue to do what you're doing.
Thank you very much. One more question. Would you please give a message to those listening to this audience about how they can support the campaign or what you would like them to know about the campaign?
من خیلی ممنون میشم که به سایت کمپین مراجعه کنید و حمایت خودتون رو از زنان ایران اعلام بکنید. هم دردی و همکاری شما برای زنان ایران بسیار با ارزشه.
I would want to ask everyone to go to visit the website of the campaign, and I want to ask everyone to support the women of Iran, which is very important, very valuable, considered by all Iranian women very valuable.
So thank you very much, Dr. Ibadi. Thank you very much, Shireen Ishbadi. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome.